Yes, in the house. Video content creator, voice artist, entertainer, and more importantly, Lee, the other half of Lulu. Great to have you here.
Oh, that's a great introduction. Thank you so much.
How are you doing?
I'm really good. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, brilliant stuff. Well, look, it's so super to have you here. But how long have you and Lulu been pals?
Oh, well, do you know what? Going back, probably 13 years. So when I was a trainee teacher, I had a mentor who had loads of like dusty old puppets in her classroom she never used. So I was like, oh, have you ever thought of learning, like, using puppetry to help with your children learning? She's like, oh, no, they're just in the cupboard. So I started using them, got my first teaching job, told my teaching assistant about this, and for Christmas, she got me Lulu. So Lulu has been with me for 13 years through different schools, different counties, and then I left teaching 3 years ago to do a master's degree, and then I fell into a content creation job. So I then pitched the idea to the company I worked for, what about working with puppets? Started doing a bit for them, and then obviously recently, the last few months, I thought, I'm actually going to try this myself with the skills I've got in teaching and with content creation and puppetry. Why not create this channel with Lulu? But yeah, 13 years. She's doing well.
Is she doing all right?
She's
still
all right. Yeah. A bit raggy around the edges, but she's okay.
Yeah. Because you do have your own educational YouTube channel, don't you? You and Lulu, I should say, obviously. That's very rude. Sorry, Lulu.
She's asleep. She's okay.
Is she okay? Yeah. Well, she's getting on a bit now.
She is a bit. She needs a rest.
She certainly does, yes. So if you've just tuned in and think, what is Jo talking about now? You teach phonics, essentially, don't you? And how helping children how to sort of like speak and read.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's an area I've always loved in teaching, and specialised it while I was teaching in the classroom. It's so important, you know, the emerging reading and writing in children, and to be able to engage them as well at such a young age. They start learning at the age of 4, and it's nothing really. It's tiny, tiny age. So it's using different skills and strategies to engage them into learning, creating that magic of learning how to read. So that's where it came from, really. And then the master's degree was in psycholinguistics, so that was the development of language and how it came about. So language and teaching and phonics has always been a really huge interest of mine, and it's kind of followed me in every different area I've gone into. I used to love teaching phonics, and that's why I do it now on my YouTube channel, all the little tricks of the trade and the things I used to do and things I used to trainee teachers to do, I now put in video form.
It's kind of like you were building up to it, because you toured around the UK and Europe as well as an actor with, it was a successful kids theatre companies, wasn't it?
My goodness, I can't believe it. That was years ago. But, you know, that's what started it off. I was a touring theatre actress for about 4 years, and we did classical literature shows. So we toured around UK and Europe, and I played, one of them was Dorothy, so I had Toto.
Oh.
So that was one of my first little pals as well. So I've got a lot of my theatrical experience there. So I was always that really annoying teacher that used to be like, oh, I'm just going to do it through drama and song. How can we teach this? Let's teach it like this.
So the kids loved you, and they got what you taught as well, because that's the difference, right?
Yeah.
Because what four-year-old wants to listen to an adult, but they want to listen to a puppet and things like that. So you learnt your craft the very hard way as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, they are your biggest critic, children. They will tell you what really they think as well.
Yeah.
Toughens you up, but it's so lovely as well. And just the rewards are brilliant. Just and having puppetry and sometimes children, like you say, that find it really, really difficult to communicate with adults, don't with puppets or with characters. So that was a way in as well. So
it's really smart.
Yeah, I kept it for the 13 years. I still occasionally teach as well. And when I go in, Mrs. Herring, have you got Lulu? I was like, yes, I have. Yes, I have. So I still use it.
So you still go into schools and things like that with you and Lulu?
Yeah,
so I keep forgetting Lulu. Yeah. I do apologise, Lulu.
That's okay. She's still asleep. She doesn't care.
But do people still take that on? Are you asked back to do this all the time as well?
Well, luckily, cause having been a teacher for such a long time, I'm really, really good friends with teachers I used to teach with and head teachers. So I will go in and do assemblies or phonics workshops or covering classes and things like that. And most recently, I've said, use my link, because yeah. with the YouTube channel, it's free. It's free. I do it on my own time. I don't make any money from it. It's just something that I think is not out there for teachers. There's a lot of American content out there, but not very much UK. So I thought...
Not really.
And obviously, with phonics, if you have an American clip, it's very different accents, very different pronunciation. Yeah. Phonetically, it's very different.
Doesn't work, does it?
Yeah, you can't really teach it. I've done it before. I've showed a video on YouTube, which is American. And then afterwards, I'm like, but we pronounce it like this. So I thought, well, how come that hasn't really happened for us? So I thought, why not? And the whole time I was a teacher, I used to have... colleagues say, you should really do something with this. You should do online stories or online lessons. I was like, no one will want to see that. And then recently I thought, why not? Actually, it's not really out there. So I'll try it and see how it goes. So it's really searchable as well. You can just Google learning with Lee and Lulu, or just type in Lee and Lulu. It normally comes up on the search, and you can just click through the videos. Mm. I made a series of videos for the phonics test, which is a government test every year, which schools have to do. And there wasn't any revision content out there that was suitable, that what we were actually delivering in the classroom.
Really?
So I thought, actually, let's do it in short lesson formats of teaching how to tackle this phonics challenge, this phonics test. So it's lots of pseudo words, and we call them alien words in teacher talk. Right. So it's lots of videos using the puppet, and they have to complete different challenges to read the alien words to move on. And children, without knowing it, are decoding and blending pseudo words, which helps them with the skill with the phonics test. Mm. And that was based on conversations with friends of mine that are still teachers, saying, we don't have this. We haven't got this content out there. Can you make something for us?
Wow.
So that's how it kind of started. And then with the channel, I thought, why not extend it? And I'll do initial sounds, because that's something that's really important as well.
Sure.
And stories. And hopefully, as I go on with the channel, I'll grow it and do different areas of learning as well. So that's where that kind of stemmed from.
Yeah, because it's so tough. I mean, I've done a YouTube channel myself, and I know how difficult it is to keep the content going and the upkeep of it, and just to keep the momentum going, really. Do you do it all yourself, Leanne?
Yeah, I do. Well,
Lulu doesn't help you with that, then.
She's so lazy,
She's still sleeping there in the corner
as well. Just chewing a bone, in a trailer.
Yeah.
But
I know she asked for blue M&Ms. I said,
no. Ridiculous, isn't it? Ridiculous. So luckily, when I the job I kind of did when I was doing my master's and I left the classroom was in content creation, and it was in YouTube. So I'm really lucky I have the skills in building a YouTube channel, writing SEO and copy, analyzing analytics. And I was like, I can use this, making thumbnails. I can use this for actually my own channel as well. And it's what I do as a day job, so I can also do it as my hobby.
Yeah.
So that's really helped me. And obviously I've got my teaching experience as well, and my qualifications. So I thought this might appeal to teachers and parents, knowing that they can trust someone that's actually experienced in doing it. And I do it all myself. I don't have a production team. It's all in my spare room.
That's a lot. But for kids with like learning disabilities as well, that find it very difficult, it's a new way to learn, and it kind of works, doesn't it, to be fair?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's kind of like a glimpse into the future as well, with so many online platforms, and also with attention spans reducing as well. You've got to be really clever with what content you have out there.
Sure.
So lots of things I do don't really exceed 5-6 minutes, because that's enough for really as well for children to sit and to process that learning. So that's another kind of skill I have, is I know what length works. I know how to read the views, how to read the analytics, what's working, what's not working. So I'm quite lucky that I've built up those skills over the last few years as well, to put with my educational knowledge and just merge them all together to hopefully make it work, to make a product that's quite helpful out there.
Well, it is. As you say, I mean, I think a majority of them you've got is around 2 minutes, 9 seconds, around that sort of time. And that's really smart, because it's really super quick.
Yeah,
and
snappy.
You can keep, that's it. Mm. Yeah. And you can just put it on the loop. So then the kids can keep kids keep watching it. And I think a lot of things, when you see people with puppeteers, you can tell they've not been doing it for that long.
Mm.
So I can tell that you and Lulu have been working together for a long time as well. Do you know what? Let's have a quick break. Now, I know what song you've got lined up. I think it's a cracker. Do you want, if you can get the title of it right?
It's not the title, it's the artist.
It's the artist one.
That's What I Go to School For by Busted.
Yay. we're back with Leanne and Lulu. How are you doing?
I'm good. I think Lulu's starting to stir now. She's starting to wake up.
Starting to wake up a little bit. Good. Yes. I've got some questions for her at the end of the interview. Okay. So if she's up for it, that is.
Oh, well, I'll ask her.
She a bit of a diva, is she?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, fair enough. I do love a diva, to be fair. Yeah. So anyway, listen, what else have you got on your channel? Because there's so much going on it. And like I say, I really do love, as I say, they've only really looked at the phonics ones, where it's like 2 minutes sort of nine. To be fair, I wasn't kind of expecting that. I wasn't expecting it to be that slick. So do tell people to go and have a look.
Yeah.
Because it's really hard to sort of translate what's on a YouTube channel just on radio, obviously, right? So what else have you got on your channel?
Yeah, it's quite different, isn't it?
Yeah.
So another thing I've started to put up there as well, because I used to love storytelling. And a couple of years ago, I self-published a couple of children's stories, which were actually ideas given to me by my class at the time. So I dedicated the books to them. Mm. And I did the animations as well. So I thought, I'm a voice artist. I've illustrated itself. But why don't I just put these up as well on the YouTube channel for children to enjoy?
Wow.
So I've got one up there at the moment called The Busy Bugs, which is about friendship and helping each other.
Busy Bugs.
And it's really cute. And the kids love it when I do occasionally go back and teach. So I do read it to them as well. So I've uploaded it as an animation with a voiceover with me reading it.
Who did the animation?
Oh, I did.
You did that as well? Yeah. Goodness me, Leanne. Did you get the time? Did you get time to come in here?
Don't sleep.
No, you just let Lulu do the sleeping.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. And I'm just about to upload a Christmas story I did, an original Christmas story, because I thought as the schools are going back, they're going to be starting to plan content for Christmas and lesson planning and autumn and things like that.
Yeah.
So feel free to go and have a look. It's a nice little bedtime story if you want. Again, you don't have to pay anything for it. It's there for you. You can download it. You can share it. You can show it in your classroom or at home. And it's really lovely as well, because this Christmas story was based on... I don't know if you did it in your family, but toilet rolls, and you decorated them as a child.
Of course, yes.
And then your parents would keep them and put them on the Christmas tree. So we currently have two decrepit Santas on our family tree, which are over 35 years old now.
35 years old. So goodness
me. They're still going strong. So I had an idea, and I remember bringing them in to my class years ago and saying, these still go on my tree. So let's do an art lesson based on toilet rolls and what we can create. And then one of them was like, well, what if, can it go on the top of the tree? I was like, oh, no, because the fairy goes on the top of the tree. And then I thought, actually, what if the decorations had came to life and actually had an argument? Who could be at the top of the tree? And I thought, oh, that's quite a nice idea for a story. So it's basically these two poor toilet roll Santas that are just shoved to the bottom of the tree every year because the shiny, glittery new decorations just want to be at the top.
Does your mind ever stop? I mean, it's kind of scary what's coming up next, to be fair. Leanne, I mean, all the content you put in there for kids to help them learn with things like this, it's amazing. I can't believe that you are not getting paid for it at the moment.
No,
I can't believe
you're
giving it all for free. You should be. If anybody wanted to hire you, though, for something like that, are you up for doing that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, that's hopefully what I'd like to eventually start doing. But currently at the moment, it's simply, like I said earlier, it's using what's not out there, using what's supporting teachers, because I know teachers work so incredibly hard and going through such hard times at the moment. And it's just what you can do to help as well.
Yeah.
So things like that to share, and, you know, schools can use them. But I would love to. I love going in with Lulu and seeing the classes I teach already. But yeah, that's definitely an area I'd love to pursue it in the future. Yeah. I have to keep going on it. And like you say, it's having the time and putting the time into it. And I'm really passionate about it, and it's working, and it's more and more people are watching and subscribing. It's really lovely to see it grow. And I think actually this is what people want to see. It's hopefully I've created something that's actually working.
It's your own child,
useful.
Essentially, as well.
Basically,
now, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I was just going to say, I wish that people could see you, because they could see the passion on your face when you're talking about it. You light up as well, because not just something that you created, but something that you really believe in.
Yeah.
And more importantly, you've seen that work, and your colleagues have seen that works as well. So that must be an amazing, so rewarding.
It really is. I mean, teaching is in general. And when I went into my content creation job instead, you don't have that interaction with the children. So it's lovely to have feedback and to know that you're making a difference, and the children really really love it as well. And a good friend of mine, she wanted me to do a little like Zoom meeting with her class to say, well done for your phonics and well done for learning. And it was lovely because they were like, we think Lily's really cute. And it's just like, oh, like a little celebrity.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
But obviously
really
Lulu's more popular than you.
Of course she is. Yeah, that's it. They don't listen to me.
That's understandable. But listen, I've got a quick fire question round.
Okay.
Are you all right to go with that?
Yeah, let's do
let's
it.
Let's go.
It's
it.
Not
okay.
too hard, is it?
No, it's all right. I was going to have a timer on the background, but I didn't want to frighten you. But here we go. You ready?
Okay.
So, here we go. Just to get you to know you just that little bit better.
Right.
Pineapple on a pizza? Yes or no?
Yes!
Is it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One of my favourites.
Okay.
With tuna.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yes. I knew we'd get on.
Amazing.
Tea or coffee?
Oh, cup of tea.
Really?
Absolutely.
Biscuits?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's the pack, normally. Yeah. I love the smell of coffee. Can't stand the taste.
Yeah. Okay.
Never
I used to work
it.
For a coffee company, but
did
I won't
you?
Take that. Yeah.
Won't take offence to that.
Okay.
But cup of tea every time.
Okay. Now. Regarding biscuits, Jaffa Cakes, in your opinion,
ooh,
a biscuit or not?
Oh, that's a good one. Cake, it's in the title.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
And, you know, and
yeah.
it's, yeah, cake.
MP3s or vinyl?
Ooh, this is a good one.
Tricky.
Oh, vinyl.
Okay.
Reminds me of my childhood.
I knew we'd get on.
Yeah.
One last one. Cats or dogs?
Oh, I'm a dog person through and through. All about the dogs.
Excellent.
Absolutely love dogs. I've got a little Jack Russell actually at home called Jack,
funny enough.
Jack the Jack Russell. Might get another one in a few years called Russ.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. And then a little bit after that, you can get an Ellie. Jack Russell Ellie.
But dog person every time.
Loving
through and
that.
Through.
Now, do you reckon Lulu is up for answering the question?
Let's just double check.
Okay, go check for her.
Oh, I'm up now. I'm up. I've had a good sleep under the table.
Was that lovely, Lulu?
It was. I found a penguin bar.
Did you? Ooh. There you go. She's chomping around a penguin bar as well. So it's lovely for you to join us as well, Lulu.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, hello, Lulu.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Did you have a nice nap?
I had a lovely nap. It's very nice in here. Nice and cool.
It is nice and cool.
It is nice and cool. It's a bit hot for dogs, isn't it? It's a little bit, yeah.
So that's why I turned it up, just for Lulu.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. So, Lulu, you okay for some quick fire questions?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am. I am a dog. I am ready.
Here we go. We'll do it really quick. Pineapple on a pizza, yes or no?
Pizzas for everything, pineapple and everything. I am not fussy.
Okay. Tea or coffee?
Tea. Sweet tea with sugars and milk.
Ooh,
yum.
Lovely. MP3s or vinyls?
I don't know what they are.
And
I'll show you when we get home, Lulu.
could you please do that for me?
She'll probably eat them.
Yeah. And cats or dogs, Lulu?
Lulu. She does like to chase the local cat, actually.
Oh, bless.
Yes,
they tease me.
They do, don't they? They do like to tease you.
Yeah, I like my doggy friends.
She does like her doggy friends. Yeah.
I sounded like Muttley then, if that's anyone. And I just didn't. That really, I didn't genuinely, did not mean to do that. Lulu, thank you so much for that. And Leanne, listen, thank you so much for coming along, sharing your whole story.
Oh, you're welcome.
And remind us again where we can find you.
It's really searchable. You can just search in Learning with Lee and Lulu on YouTube. It will come up. And again, it's free to use. Feel free to share, subscribe, and like my channel. But yes, everything's on there. The stories, the video content. Enjoy. It's all for you.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks ever so much.
Thank you.
I will speak to you soon. Bye, Lulu. Take care on the way home.
Bye-bye.